This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, guests, as you know, this is the second week of the month, and that's the time I feature Andre Williams and Laura Klein, who are part of the Big Picture. So listen keenly as they take over for this particular program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren. You can hear us every second Saturday at 7 a.m. on this station. And we feature conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, and government sectors. Our podcast is sponsored by the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, where I serve as president. And I am Andre Williams. I am a South Florida-based, Harvard-educated real estate attorney with a full-service real estate law practice, joined by my rock star co-host, Lauren Klein, who's an estate planning attorney. Lauren, so happy to see you today.
Good morning, Andre. Happy to be chatting with you.
Absolutely. And she's got an incredible guest who she's going to introduce to you in just a few moments. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce and then turn the program over to Lauren. The Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce has a unique business-to-consumer approach, not business-to-business, business-to-consumer approach for our members, designed to help our members grow their business and gain clients. We have a one-stop shop approach. We offer digital marketing and IT support services at a highly discounted rate. Your membership includes preparation of certifications like DBE, WBENC, SBA, HubZone, and many, many others. We have management consultants who are a part of our team who can help you grow your business as well. We have a Women's Business Initiative, and that is an initiative designed to open the doors of opportunity for women, people of color, and veterans who are interested in starting, strengthening, or expanding their business. We also have relationships with the Small Business Administration and the Canada-Florida Chamber of Commerce. So, Lauren, I know this our rock star guest is a good personal friend of yours, and I know you're really excited to introduce her.
I am so excited, and I'm always excited to talk to Susan, but I'm also always excited to learn from her because she is a wealth of information. So, Susan, I'm going to intro you, and then we're just going to kick it off. And this is, I mean, I'm just impressed. I really am, always. So, Susan Winograd, MSPT, really quick, what is MSPT?
Master's in Physical Therapy.
Love it. Is the founder of Pelvicore Rehab and Wellness, a specialized private physical therapy practice right here in our town, in our city, Boca Raton, Florida, here in South Florida, dedicated to pelvic health, hormone balance, and whole body wellness, which we're going to be talking about today. She has over three decades of experience. You can't see her, but if you saw her, you wouldn't believe it. That's crazy to hear. Susan empowers women and men. So guys, if you're listening, this is not just for women. That's really, really key to get to the core of their health, addressing pelvic floor dysfunction, hormone imbalances, and chronic conditions that impact daily life, intimacy, and vitality. Those are all things that we don't want impacted, right? We're going to talk about today some of the cutting edge physical therapy practices that Susan is doing at Pelvicore, including education, integrative hormone health, and a deeply personalized care model, prenatal, postnatal, menopause support. So basically our entire lives, support for digestive, bladder, sexual wellness, helping clients reclaim energy, function, and confidence. Now, Susan recently launched Ask the Experts, which I am super, super excited to be a part of coming up soon. This is a monthly initiative designed to bring health education to the community. We're going to talk about that. And just in case she wasn't impressive enough already, she has led workshops for organizations like Gold Online Education, Israel's Eden Center. She's also been featured in Peloton magazine. I'm like totally fangirling right now. Bold magazine, shout out Miami, and FinWell. Susan is also the voice behind Your Pelvic Health podcast. And her ultimate goal we're going to talk about today is long-term healing through alignment, education, and compassionate expert care. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Andre and Lauren. It is such an honor to be with both of you.
I cannot wait for this conversation.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here and spread awareness and education.
Amazing. So let's take it back to the beginning of your professional journey. How did you get into pelvic physical therapy? What was kind of the entree into this world?
So I really think that pelvic health chooses you. You don't really choose it. It finds its way into your life and ultimately becomes your purpose, I believe. And with me, that's exactly what happened. I was already an entrepreneur. I had another company and I was doing concierge orthopedic physical therapy in people's homes. And I was getting a lot of referrals for people that were falling. And it was just presumed that they were falling because of balance. And when I started to see these people, their balance was fine. They were falling because they were running to the bathroom and they couldn't get there in time. And so this really opened my eyes to the fact that there was such a gap in the care of people. Number one, providers weren't asking these questions and clients weren't sharing it with providers. And that got me curious. And I started to take a deep dive into pelvic health and sort of doing it within the context of that business. I don't know if you guys believe in divine intervention, but around that same time, a doctor that treats only prostate cancer reached out to me and he said, Susan, I'm treating all these guys with prostate cancer and all they could talk about is their pelvic pain. They don't even seem as concerned about their prostate cancer. He said, will you learn to treat them? And I went home that night and I told my husband, I informed him that I was reinventing myself. And that physician actually paid for me to go to Minnesota to my first pelvic health and wellness course. And I always say that they gave me the pelvic health and wellness Kool-Aid and I never stopped drinking it. I found it to be the most fascinating field in the world. I was ready to dive into it, but I also knew that I was going to do it differently. There are quite a few of us out there, despite what people think, it's not that uncommon to be a pelvic health and wellness physical therapist, although I believe there's not enough of us, but I knew I was going to do it differently. I really wanted to take a whole body, comprehensive, integrative approach. And that's why I started collecting all of these tools in a toolbox. I learned craniosacral therapy. I learned visceral mobilization. I did John Barnes myofascial release. I learned dry needling because what I really started to understand is that if someone has bowel, bladder, sexual dysfunction, hormone health, GI issues, you cannot just treat that part of the body because the root cause of a problem may be at a distant site from where the person is actually feeling the pain. And because we sort of took this whole body approach and were determined to get to the root cause of people's issues, we started attracting, I don't like to say complex clients. I want to say clients that had layers to them. And I quickly started realizing that just treating the body was not going to cut it. And that led me to one of my greatest mentors, Dr. Carolyn Van Dyken, who is changing the paradigm of how we approach people that are in persistent pain or have persistent dysfunction. And so we integrated a completely biopsychosocial approach into our practice. And now we ask people about depression, anxiety, stress, catastrophization, worry, somatosensory dysregulation, how sensitive their nervous system is, how confident they feel in their ability to heal. And what we do now is we individualize a plan of care for their body, but also for their nervous system, because we now know that the second someone feels pain, there's an emotional component to it. And if we don't also address the nervous system, we're never going to get rid of that pain for good. And that's our goal. We want to get people feeling great so they could live their best lives forever. You know, and that sort of helped to build the layers of our practice. We have a massage therapist who is a therapeutic massage therapist. She's extremely knowledgeable and helps us carry out our plan of care. And we also have a nurse practitioner who does hormone therapy for us because we really believe that everybody should have options. Everybody should be able to make an educated decision and get the care they deserve. And it's just been the most joyful, incredible journey that I'm not done taking yet. And what I realized, Lauren and Andre, is I went to a workshop today, actually, and they said there's three kinds of knowing. You know what you don't know, and then you don't know what you don't know. And I never wanted anybody to be in that category, which led me to launch Ask the Experts, which I'm so excited for Lauren to be our expert in the coming months. But I wanted everybody to have access to foundational information. So when they go to a provider, they know what questions to ask. They can advocate for themselves. They have this great foundation of learning and researching, so they have all the options available to them and they can make an educated decision. And, you know, sometimes you guys are in business, you know, sometimes you think people are asking for something and then you give it to them and then maybe you were wrong. But I am so proud to say that Ask the Experts, since it's launched, has been sold out month after month. And what that tells me is that people want expert-led information and they're showing up for it. So it's just been an incredible, joyful journey. And it is my greatest honor and privilege to lead people through their healing and wellness journey.
Wow. I mean, there's so many incredible things in what you just said, Susan, and I'm just even more impressed to know you. But I think one of the biggest things that really stood out for me was, you know, we can get informed, we can connect with professionals who can help us, and we don't have to suffer in silence. What would you say is kind of one of the number one reasons that men and women first come to see you?
Well, that's a great question. And what I want to say is we're usually not their first stop. Most of our clients have been to several practitioners before they find us. And then they have to do their own research and find us. I'm working really hard to prevent that from happening, which is why we launched Ask the Experts. But in answer to your question, there are so many different reasons why people come to us. They may be incontinent. They may have urinary urgency and frequency. Believe it or not, pain with intimacy is probably one of the top reasons. And it hurts me because it is so common, but it's not normal. We want everybody to know that just because something is common does not mean it's normal, and your body should have the capacity to heal with the right guide. So that's one of the things that people live in silence with for such a long time. And then they come to us, and in a matter of a relatively short amount of time, it's seriously life-changing for themselves, for their relationships. It is just amazing. And we see everything. We see GI issues, constipation. We do hormonal health. And we really see men and women from young adulthood throughout the lifespan. So there are so many different reasons why people come to us. But I think in answer to your question, they're frustrated that they haven't gotten the care that they know they deserve. And when they come to us, we are ready to quarterback their care. We literally create a village for them. I have the humility to know that sometimes I can't do it alone and they need other providers. And we have a trusted network of providers that we know will communicate and collaborate with us that we then open their eyes to so they could really, truly get the help they need in every sense of the word.
Fantastic.
It really
is. Andrea, I can see your wheels spinning. I know you have some good questions.
Thanks, Susan, for all of that. And I'm hanging on your every word. So I said to you tongue in cheek that I was probably going to ask some stupid guy questions. So you have to indulge me. This is all very new to me. And you know how guys are about their health care. So, and I know you provide services to men as well. So what's the most common issue with your male clients?
I'm so glad you asked that, Andre. And that's because so many men aren't aware that they don't even have a pelvic floor. And actually, the anatomy of the pelvic floor, aside from the pelvic organs and the genitalia, is very, very similar. So believe it or not, men come to us with very similar conditions that women do. Pain before intercourse, pain after intercourse or climax, urinary urgency, urinary frequency, constipation, fecal incontinence, inability to hold back wind, groin pain, back pain, coccyx pain. Should I continue? Because I could go on and on and on. But essentially, very similar things to what women come to us for. Unfortunately, with men, it breaks my heart because so many men come to us after years of pain because when they go to a doctor, they have bowel, bladder, or sexual dysfunction or pain. They're essentially very often told that they have prostatitis. So they go on rounds and rounds of antibiotic. They never really get better. And then they start doing their own research. And what they found is that so many times the prostate actually has nothing to do with it. And they eliminated that whole category of prostatitis called abacterial chronic prostatitis and renamed it chronic pelvic pain syndrome, CPPS, because the prostate, the poor prostate that gets all the blame, was never the culprit. So we need men to understand that they need to get the help they need at the right place and find the root cause of the pain. Does that answer your question, Andre?
Absolutely. And I have a second question. So I hear there's lots of advertising, and I think it's designed for men 40, 50 years old, talks about hormonal imbalance, and you know, it's at promoting hormone therapy. What is your advice to a man in his 40s or 50s around hormones?
Yeah, so that is such a good question. Hormone health for both men and women is so important. It is, and when we talk about hormones, most people think of sex hormones, but there are hundreds and hundreds of hormones that come into play for hormone health. The first thing I would say is you need to be an educated consumer, because unfortunately, hormones have become an industry where you could literally pop into a store and get, you know, some kind of hormone treatment. And the providers may not be what I call hormone aware providers. There's research coming out every single day on hormone health. So for men, specifically with like sexual hormones like testosterone, I think it's so important, but we need to look at what their levels are. How much, what do they really need? Is it really a hormone issue? Because we all know that sexual wellness is so multifactorial and multimodal. So many times people come to me and they're like, I need hormones. I have no libido. I have no strength. I have no drive. And then we start peeling back the layers, and it's stress, it's anxiety, it's weakness, it's pelvic floor tightness. So we need to look at the hormones. We need to look at the big picture of what else is going on, because I could tell you there's usually more going on in the big picture. So we need to zoom out. And then if the person truly does need hormones, which they may, we need to have an aware conversation as to how much they need. What route are they going to take it? Is it going to be a cream? Is it going to be an injection? I'm not the biggest fan of pellets, which are all the rage right now, but hormone health is imperative. But I think that it's so much more encompassing than people are aware. Does that answer your question, Andre?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. You know, there are so many different ways specifically for men to boost testosterone. We could do weightlifting. Quality sleep is important. Nervous system balance is important. You know, so if someone's in their 40s, I want to know like why they're feeling the way they're feeling. You know, what else is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love the holistic approach. And I love that we're having this conversation, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that most people are not going to their friends or their family, or maybe even to their doctor and saying, hey, I'm having XYZ issues, because it probably isn't super comfortable for men and women to talk about these things, you know? And so I'm glad that we're talking about this and normalizing it.
Yeah, so that is so true, Lauren. And from my experience, I will say that you're right. Until we see them, once we see them and they are feeling like the rock stars they are again, 10 out of 10 times they want to scream it from the rooftops, because they want everybody to know what they now know. So that just shows us that we have to get the word out there. But I think I really want everybody out there to know that one of the things that sets us apart, and one of the things that I want everybody to look for in a provider, is that they should take the time to talk to you, to really talk to you. Our assessments are 90 minutes, because I don't want to rush it. I want to take the time to sit in front of someone and make eye contact and not take notes and hear their story. Because I always tell people, I could look at their paperwork and I could look at their intake forms, but the best information I get about what's going on with them is the story that they tell me. And a lot of the time, it's not in their paperwork.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I know so many people are going to want to follow you and reach out and possibly even, you know, schedule a meeting. Maybe they're sitting here driving in their car, working out or whatever on a Saturday morning saying, oh my God, this is exactly what I've been dealing with. How can they find you? How can they connect with you? How can they find out about Pelvicore?
Thank you, Lauren. If they are sitting, oh my gosh, this is what I'm dealing with, and I'm thrilled that you've had this aha moment that there's help. Our website is pelvicorerehab.com, pelvicorerehab.com. We are on Instagram, Pelvicore Rehab and Wellness. You can reach out. We offer free 15-minute discovery calls. So come and talk to me. I'll answer your questions. Reach out to our office at 561-295-1631 or just message us through our portal at pelvicorerehab.com and have that conversation to find out what's going on with you. We're on LinkedIn. We do our live Ask the Experts events every month. We have an expert on different areas of education. So we are out there. Essentially, if you Google my name, you'll find us.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And who do you have coming up other than I know I'll be coming up soon on the experts, but who do you have coming? What are the topics in case people want to join?
Next Wednesday, we're having a breath detox workshop, which I can truly say I've been doing breath work for 30 years and it is transformative, like nothing you've ever had before. We're having biohacking your mindset. We had last month was a neurologist that came to speak, Diana Barad, who came to speak on brain health and dementia prevention and hormone health. And we are going to be having a gut and a GI expert coming in the coming months. We're having Lauren, who's going to talk to us about how staying financially healthy should be part of your comprehensive health and wellness plan, which I'm so excited about. We're going to have a functional neurologist coming. Oh my gosh, there are so many. I can't even remember all of them, but every month is completely different. It's experiential. And what my goal with the events is for you to walk out with actionable strategies to change your wellness.
I love it. I love it. You're doing incredible things, Susan. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and for sharing. And I think you will help a lot of people. So thank you. Thank you for coming on The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Susan.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese. And the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.